It's Not Just You with Stacy and Lynn, a safe place to talk about issues and life, especially the things most people don't want to discuss. Now, here are your hosts, Stacy DeFord and Lynn Montemare on Empower Radio.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Stacy DeFord.
And I'm Lynn Montemare.
And of course, we want to thank our sponsors, Schoolcraft College and SeatSitters.com. I've signed up for my second French class. I'm very excited. If you have a hobby you're pursuing, anything you're interested in, culinary, language, fitness, drones, if you want to learn about how to make craft beer, Schoolcraft has a class for that. They've got classes for everything. They've got a huge catalog of continuing ed classes. If you want to pursue a program, they've got that as well. Check them out online, schoolcraft.edu.
Well, I think that kind of goes right hand in hand with our topic today.
Right?
I think so, because how long did you want to take French?
Until I can speak it.
No, how long did you think about taking it?
Oh, I've been studying it off and on for most of my adult life.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Because I'm not a fast learner.
Oh.
And then I would get frustrated with myself and give up.
But then you're finally like, I'm going to take some real educated, like some education classes and
yes.
force myself to go.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm like, okay, I've been doing this. Let's get serious about it. Let's see how well I'm really doing. Cause I was doing an app. I was doing Duolingo.
Okay.
And next time I go to France, I want to be able to, you know, get around,
yep.
speak to people, not be the ugly American. Do you speak English?
Right, right. But it may have been or may not have been, since you've been doing it for a long time, but a New Year's resolution.
It was at one point.
Okay. I was going to say at one point or another, probably had been on the list.
And that's our topic, of course, timely
yes.
New Year's resolutions, because you got to talk about them, even if you don't really make them. I think we all kind of, even if it's not saying, okay, this is my New Year's resolution.
Yeah.
But I think we all at the beginning of the year start out and say, okay, this year I want to, even if it's just a thought.
Well, I think it's like, for me, I always like it because it's a time to like recharge or reset yourself, or like really say, these are the things I want to accomplish. It's just a nice time to think about goals, because you don't always think about them all the time. And I think it's like, you know, everyone always says the diet's going to start on Monday.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
We always need a thing.
Oh, like, yeah, totally.
Mondays are it. Or when, you know, if you're a Catholic, when Lent comes, then I'm going to give it up for 40 days or change my ways,
yeah.
you know? But I do, because it does, especially if you write them down, just write them down and put them somewhere.
Yeah.
That does make a difference. And if you also tell people, then you're somewhat accountable. Like, how's that reading a book a month coming along, or whatever it might be?
Yes, you know? whatever your resolution is. And I'm not, I've said this before, I am not as consistent in the things I do in my life as I would like to be.
Like what?
Well, like, I am not good at establishing and continuing traditions.
Right.
And I feel very fortunate. Like I realized when my daughter was little and she was a figure skater and she was in the ice show every year and I realized a couple years in that apparently every year, you know, they take pictures of them in their little outfits. Mm-hmm. And every year I had ordered the photo statue.
Yep.
And so I realized like 3 years in that I had one from every year. So I was like, oh, now I have to continue this.
Right.
Because if I got them from the first three and then stop, I'm going to look lame. So I really had, but I had to work like every year. I'm like, okay, we get the photo statue.
Right.
And it was something, it's great because she was in like 12 ice shows.
Oh, that's awesome.
So we've got 12.
Oh, nice.
Yes. And so I realized then what a cool thing that was and mm-hmm. how much she liked it. So when my son was in theater in high school, I got him a Christmas ornament made of his picture from every show that he was in.
Oh, nice.
With the name of the show and the year. And I was consistent about that. But those may be the only two things.
No, really, I'm sure there's lots more.
I'm not so sure.
No?
But I'm glad I did those.
You just gave me an idea of something I should really get done this year.
What's that?
I might write it down. I have been bad at getting family pictures taken.
Oh, I was never very good at that either.
Yeah. And I know you did it like 2 years ago or a year ago. And
yes.
Those were great. So I have to put that on the list, because it just, it never crosses my mind to do it. And then
there are some people who do it like clockwork every year.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's a bit much.
That's probably a bit much.
Especially since we've all got phones. We can all take photos.
Right. But, and that's it. Like, even for like, I haven't sent out a Christmas card in many years, which bums me out.
Yeah.
Because I never have a picture that's good. So even like last week, I was like, everyone stand still for a minute in front of the camera. They're like, this is what we're doing. I mean, and they didn't turn out great. I can't probably use it. You know what I mean? But yeah. I was like, my last, you know, ditch effort, like before the holiday season's too far gone, before I can get them printed on cards, let's try to take a picture really quick. It didn't turn out so well. But like every year, I'm like, Lynn, you're going to do it next year. You know,
there was one year I had talked about it and of course didn't do it. And my husband for Mother's Day bought me a gift certificate for a family photo shoot.
Oh,
he
nice.
Knew I wanted to
oh,
do
that's
it.
Nice.
Yeah. So it was like, oh, okay, now this is a gift. I have to use it.
Yeah.
So I called and scheduled it.
That's very nice. So do you have any resolutions you're thinking of for this year coming up?
Well, I do have one.
Okay.
And in fact, I was thinking about it this morning because I've been working on a book of short stories. And yes. I'm going to put this out there. I've been writing this book of short stories, and I know writing is a process and it takes time and it's never as fast as you want it to be. But I'd really hoped to be done with it by now. Mm-hmm. Like, and they need to be edited, you know, but I don't want to put them out there until I've done all the work that they require.
Sure.
That they, you know, so I was honestly sitting there thinking this morning, oh, should I sign up for another writing class? Because I like taking writing classes because it's mm-hmm. good practice. But then I'm like, no, you don't get to sign up for another writing class until you've done the work that these stories require.
Yeah.
Because I like the writing classes because it's good practice and I do learn things and I think it's good to be around and learn from other people. But also it can be a distraction.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what it's become.
Okay.
Like, oh, I don't have time to work on my own stories because I have to write this for class.
Yes.
And I'm like, okay, no, you don't get to get away with that
or
anymore.
You could, like, finish your book and then you treat yourself to a new writing course, like
that's
a reward.
That's the plan.
Okay.
So that is one. That is my big New Year's resolution.
All right. That's good.
What about you?
Well, actually, you gave me this idea a while back, and I get real overwhelmed with, I don't want to say overwhelmed. I guess I just don't have a knack for, like, you know, decorating, and I just get overwhelmed when I have to go out and, like, decorate a whole room or anything like that. And you had given me an idea of turning one of my spare bedrooms into, like, my own little office getaway space.
Oh, I love it.
And I really think I'm going to do that because as you know, we've talked throughout the year, I moved and I just haven't found a space in my house yet where I feel like that's, like, my comfortable space or, you know what I mean? I don't have it.
Well, in full disclosure, we're not in our regular studio, our Empower studio today because for various reasons, we are in my office.
Yes.
Which that's what I did in my home. When we redid floors and my daughter had moved out, we moved my son out of the tiniest bedroom up here, which mm-hmm. had been his nursery. Mm-hmm. And I was going to turn it into a guest room, but we have a guest room. And I'm like, no, I want my own space. And I love this room.
And the more I think about it, so when we got this house, I did not want a dining room in there because at my last house, we hardly ever used our dining room.
Okay.
It was just never used. And I wanted to really make use of all the spaces. And when you said that part about, well, you have another spare room.
Yeah.
It got me thinking, how many times am I utilizing, like, two spare bedrooms? And my son is hardly ever home, so his room's free. You know what I mean? I'm never having 19, a family of seven over.
Okay, let me tell you.
So
I have one guest room, and I had 10 people stay the night at my house.
And you still managed.
Yeah.
So my point is, why not use that space for something I would use every day?
Exactly.
Not for, like, once a year when you have this happen. So,
yes,
plus,
why are you saving it?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Right. So because at first I was like, oh, I could never do that for myself. But then I thought, but I am not even using it for it really. No one goes in there.
Yeah.
And it has the worst mattress of anyone in our house.
Well, then, like, you get rid of that mattress.
So it's perfect. I'm
going
to get rid of that and get, you know, something like a futon or, you know, something that you could also lay on if I needed to or something. But yeah, I really want to turn that into, like, you know, my own little space like you know, have done in your house.
I love that idea.
Thank you.
And I'm happy to help you.
I'm glad you picked up on that hint because that's what I was hoping for. So thank you.
Well, so when I did this room,
yeah,
it's I was still working in morning radio.
Okay.
So I would get up at like 3:30 in the morning, mm-hmm. and I always laid out my clothes the night before because nobody wants to be digging around in their closet.
Gosh,
plus,
no.
I didn't want to be digging around the closet, turning on the light when my husband was sleeping.
Right.
And he's not getting up that early.
No.
So I always laid out my clothes the night before in the guest room, which is where I would get dressed. But then after I set this room up as my office, it became my dressing room slash office.
Oh, nice.
Because if we had people sleeping over, you know, then where am I going to get changed?
It was like,
I need this space actually. So it was very beneficial. I still love it.
It just feels homey and you can come in here and you can work. Cause that's the other thing. If I have to do work at home.
Yeah.
I feel like I can't, I don't want to do it in the kitchen.
Right.
I can't get comfortable like in, you know, the family room. I love my dogs. They can come in, but I mean, there's not like, I'm not sitting at a desk. You
yes.
know what I mean? It's on my lap and they jump on my lap and
yeah.
it deletes everything I'm working on. And I just need somewhere where I'm comfortable. I can be set up and, you know, read if I want. Cause that's, leads me into my other one, which I think may have been on my list last year too, but I want to like read more books.
Okay.
So
maybe you did mention this last year.
I know I did. And I was listening to books on audio.
Yeah.
You know,
which I still do that.
Yeah.
But I read a lot too.
But I need to start having a book with me all the time rather than like, you know, I always have my phone and my AirPods. So I'm listening to like a podcast or I'm listening or I'm watching a show on my phone. And I mean, I love my TV, but even I'm running out of like things to watch and then I'm just like watching stupid things. I'd rather just have a book with me all the time. I'm reading to keep my mind busy because I just don't like to be like bored when I'm waiting for things.
Yeah, no, that's a great idea.
Yeah, so reading a book. I want to say a book a month, but I think I said that last time. So I'm just going to say.
You can redo.
More books.
You can redo your New Year's resolutions.
Can I?
Yes.
All right, well, I'm just going to say.
Recycle, reuse.
You know what? You just bought me a book for my birthday.
That's right.
So I'll start with that one. I'm going on a trip and I will be bringing that with me because it's a good size too.
Oh yeah.
I always make the mistake of taking a really clunky book with me and then I don't want to put it in my beach bag or I'm like, I think mentally I know I'm not going to.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to. But no, it's a very good size book you got. And I'm going to take that one
with
me.
I love my Kindle for travel because when I go on vacation, that's all I do is read.
Yeah.
My favorite vacation, well, if I'm not visiting a place and doing touristy stuff, I will, it's either that or sit on a beach with a margarita and read.
Now, I had a Kindle, but can you do your Kindle? Is there a Kindle app on your iPad or something?
Yeah.
So I don't have to take them both because I had a Kindle. I could find it, but I can just.
Yeah,
my
husband reads on the Kindle app on the iPad.
On the iPad. Okay, yeah. I'll do that. So what's another one you might have?
Well, you actually inspired this because of one of your Christmas gifts. And I love this. It's 52 letters, tear out and send, letters for a year of gratitude. And so it's like one a week, obviously. And it's complete. It's the envelope and it opens up and there's like space to write something. And they all are like the first one says, I'm so lucky you are in my life.
Aw.
So somebody is going to get, I mean, it's going to, and I'm going to try and do different people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like,
yes,
I'm going to try and hit as many people as possible.
Yes.
Because I think that's important.
See, and I love that. And I love that, again, we're in Stacey's space, but it's on your desk. It's right there. You've got your pen. I mean, it's organized. You're not like putting it in a drawer somewhere.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Because you don't have your own area and then you forget about it. And then in March you go, oh my gosh, I've totally forgot my gratitude letters. And
yes.
Now here they are. I've got to play catch up. So I have a good feeling this one's going to get done.
I'm very excited about it. And I do like I do like things about being grateful because every once in a while, and I think we all do this, like you get overwhelmed by all the things you have to do.
Yes.
And every once in a while, I don't remember when I started this, but every once in a while, I force myself to say, instead of saying, oh, I have to do blah, 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 I say, I get to.
Nice.
Because there are a lot of people who don't get to do the things I get to do, or they don't have time to do them, or they're working two or three jobs.
Yes.
And I try to you know, I try to be more aware of that.
That's a great mindset, though.
Yeah. And I have to, like, every once in a while reset.
Yeah.
Like today, it's like, oh, I've got all these things I have to do. No, I get to.
Yes.
I get to have lunch.
I'm going to have to do that.
I get to have lunch with my girlfriend today.
Yes.
I get to go return something at a store that I bought and I don't need because I don't need it.
Right.
So
that's a good one.
Yeah. And every once in a while, I try to reset with that attitude because I think you can take your life for granted. Mm-hmm. And I try not to.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be all Pollyannish about it.
Right.
You know, but I do want to be aware of exactly how fortunate I am. And I've worked for stuff and I've made decisions that got me here. Mm-hmm. But I want to recognize that and be grateful for them.
That's good. That's very good. I think I'm going to combine two. So I did something crazy a month ago.
Okay.
Because I just do things on the whim all the time. I don't even know why. But like I eat pretty, you know, healthy, except for yesterday. Stacey and I went out to celebrate my birthday. Maybe I had too much cheese and chips. But outside of that, normally I'm eating pretty healthy.
Yeah.
So, but you can always eat healthier and you can always have more accountability. And I like to have like some kind of focus. I just can't like, because I'm getting into, ever since we moved and things have just not been like settled yet, I just feel like, I'm not always eating something for breakfast where I would like have a green juice or something. So I had something in my stomach. So then I find it's like 2:00. Now I've eaten nothing. And that's just not healthy.
No,
is my
it's
point.
Not.
And I'm not organized. I'm not doing my old stuff like I used to, like always have stuff in the house, hard boiled eggs, fruit, something to, you know. So what I did was I went online and joined like Weight Watchers, like the kind where you actually go to the, go to the classes. And I'm not
Seriously?
Laughing. I think it's a great thing, but I haven't been to a class yet or anything. And all of a sudden yesterday, I've been getting all these Amazon packages because I order all my stuff online for Christmas.
Oh, gosh.
And there was one and I thought, oh, what is this? You know, and I opened up. I'm like, oh, awesome. It was because I signed up for Weight Watchers, I got this free cookbook. Oh. And it was a double-edged sword because one, I forgot I basically joined Weight Watchers. And now I have a book. Like, okay, thank you. I get it. Yes. Okay. Now, but then I thought, let me turn this into a positive. So I'm going to try to make a recipe from that, like twice a week, because it's more like dinner recipes.
Yeah.
And I'm always running low on dinner recipes and different things. So I thought, you know, it looks like a pretty easy to follow book. I'll just like take two of those a week and try to incorporate that. And then that'll hopefully lead to just going to the grocery store again more. I just got out of habits. Cause you know, when you move, you don't have your set places. Like
anytime
I still
haven't
gotten comfortable with the grocery stores.
When I quit working full time, it was I don't have my habits of stopping at the grocery store on my way home from work and making sure things are prepped.
Yeah.
So I need to get back, or I need different habits for the life I have now.
Yes. And that's what I have to do. And I feel out of sorts when I don't. So I just really want to set myself straight.
Well, I like that you're trying to be healthy.
Healthy.
Yes.
Thank you, Stacey. Because that leads me to our other sponsor, Seat Sitters.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting ready to travel, like I told you. I already got my Seat Sitters packet all ready and set
Excellent.
To go. And because so Seat Sitters comes with a seat cover for your airline seat because it's full of germs. And I'm sure you've been on planes. You see people sneezing and coughing all the time. And then you're not even thinking the poor person has to come and sit in that seat right after them. But you think that it might take you time, like struggling, because everyone's always so rushed when they get on the plane, right? You're like, oh God, I'm sorry. It literally takes 5 seconds because this thing just slips right on there. It's padded in and you sit right down. You're got that barrier now with no germs.
Yes.
Plus it comes with a sanitizer to wipe off because I have heard more than one horror story. I've been with a friend traveling who pulled down their tray.
Uh-huh.
Bad stuff all over their tray.
Well, plus, you always
Awful.
See these pictures people post online of somebody sitting there barefoot and their foot is leaning up against their tray. And it's like,
no.
And then you put something you're going to eat on it?
No.
Okay.
It comes with 2 sanitary wipes so you can wipe that down.
Yeah, because somebody's foot has been on it.
Exactly. And wipe down your armrests and everything. A no-nut sticker if you have that. Also comes with a mask, which, hey, if you have a cold or if you're real susceptible to getting colds, that's the place to wear the face mask. You need that extra barrier. Mm-hmm. So you can go on Amazon and get Seat Sitters, the Seat Sitters kit. You can also go to seatsitters.com. And you can also go to Bed Bath & Beyond and look in the travel section. It's about $20, but it's well worth it because you can actually wash those and reuse them for up to 6 times.
Okay, that's awesome.
I know. So, yes, I'll be traveling with that, and staying healthy is definitely staying healthy. See, because I am pretty healthy. So are you. Knock on wood.
Yes, knock on wood.
Just doing things to stay healthy throughout the year, too.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about my favorite one of the years. And I think it was because I was working. So I was on a morning radio show and I made this New Year's resolution and I said, you know, I want to be held accountable for this.
Yeah.
So, and I talked about it like on, so I was held accountable by my coworkers and like by the listeners of the show. And
what was it?
I did a random act of kindness every day for a year.
Oh my gosh. I love that.
And it was, And I said, so I'm going to do a random act of kindness every single day. And if I can't find, if I don't do something or if I can't find something to do for that day, I will donate $5 to Salvation Army, because I knew at the end of the year, that's when Salvation Army does Toys for Tots.
Yeah.
And I figured that when money would be used for that.
That's awesome.
So like some days it was just as simple as like, honestly, like I would return somebody else's cart at the grocery store.
Okay, yeah.
Or, and some days it was like, you know, oh, like I took my neighbor's newspaper up to them. A lot of days I found bigger ones, but I did do it. And I think I missed like 20 days out of 365.
That's pretty awesome.
Not bad. So I wrote a check to, you know, to Salvation Army at the end of the year, but I liked doing it.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Well, I think it also makes you more like conscientious of things around you.
Yes.
And how you taking 30 seconds out of your day can really make someone else's day.
Yes.
30 seconds. Like, I'm sure some of them took a lot longer, but like you said, if you just return someone's cart or like, I'll do this a lot. If I'm going up, I see the person's emptying their car, I go, you done with that cart?
Yeah.
I'll just take it. You know what I mean? And a lot of people walk by the person, don't want to say anything, but it's like, why not just take their cart? Then they have to go put it up there. Or if they can't, they're going to leave it there and it's going to cause problems. Taking your newspaper up to your neighbors, you know, they're probably like, nice. Now I don't even have to put my shoes on for, you know, I can read my newspaper with my coffee. I didn't even have to go out there and get it. I mean, little things like that can really make someone's day.
Well, yeah. And it made me look for ways
to be
kind. Yeah, because I was like, I got to find one every single day. And I didn't want to do the same thing every day because I felt like that would be cheating.
Right.
But so that was also the year I did this as part of it. I did, and I think it's in April or May there. It was called Live Below the Line. Mm-hmm. And so you pledged for a week to live on what people who are under the poverty line in our country get for groceries for a week. Mm-hmm. So that was all the money I had to spend for groceries for the week.
For the family?
I just did it for me.
Okay.
But it was...
What was the dollar amount? Do you remember?
It was very low. I want to say it was like $5 and something.
For the week?
For the week.
Wow.
I ate a lot of rice. Wow. I was hungry a lot.
How many times did you do that?
I did it that one time. It was for a week.
Okay.
But I remember whining a lot during that
week.
Like, and, but then I, but
every, that makes you
every
think.
Time I whined, I thought there's people who live like this every single day.
Well, and it takes you back to, you know, we're complaining because we don't have our set grocery store habits. Well, we get to go to the grocery store and we get to provide and not have to worry about, you know,
exactly
spending only $5.
And we get to do this podcast and we would love to get to hear from you. We'd love to hear about your New Year's resolutions.
Make that your New Year's resolution to reach out to us and give us, you know, some of your ideas.
We want your ideas. Mm-hmm. Yes. Any ideas you have for upcoming shows. We would love to hear about them as well. We really want to, I think our New Year's resolution also as a show, as a podcast for 2020 should be to make it bigger, to be more inclusive, to reach out to more people. So if you know somebody who you would love to hear us talk to, we can do that.
We can have a guest. Yep.
We want to talk to people. We want to know who's doing great things and making others' lives better.
And post your New Year's resolutions on our Facebook page.
Oh, please
do. We'll help hold you accountable too.
Yes, we will. will. We're all in this together. Remember, it's not just you. We're all in this together. So thanks for joining us in 2019. Can you believe it's been a year?
I can't.
Thanks for joining us in 2019.
Thank you.
Please, please stick with us for 2020. We're going to do bigger, better things, and we want you to join us. And thanks for listening. See you next week.